Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. And Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We'll tackle voting earlier on Election Day. Clarence Thomas, what makes him the greatest living American? All that and so much more coming up this hour on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I did want to play this first, though. Before we get back into the questions, I'm going to play something for you. This is in Michigan.
We passed the LGBTQ support resolution a little while ago. The fear-mongering point was made then about this biological boys in the girls' bathroom being a safety issue. At that time, I asked for evidence that this was the case, that evidence that this would cause a safety risk. There were no cases brought forward. I researched it myself just in case I was missing something. There are no cases in our district, our state, or elsewhere that supports the claim that trans kids using the bathroom of their identified gender creates increased.
Of course, there's evidence all over the place. I just want to remind you of this. I know we're in the middle of the presidential election. I get that. I understand that Trump-Harris is going to suck all the oxygen out of the room. I get that. The soft underbelly of American communism is local politics. They have owned local politics, even in red areas, forever without any effort. They just really were the only ones who cared. You can take back your community. You might not be able to do much to win the presidency. Even if we do win the presidency, we might be completely handcuffed to do too much. But locally, you can do a lot. A lot. People like this woman, she should be afraid for her job. She should be afraid for her job. All of us can take back our communities. All right? All right. Oracle, to vote early or to vote on Election Day? That is the question. I see both arguments on this. I vote early, and I vote early for two reasons. One of them makes a ton of sense. The other one is just me being selfish. So selfishly, I like that there's no lines. I like that there are no lines, and if there's no better way I could possibly put this, Election Day voting, I always end up having to talk to a lot of people about politics on the way in, and I don't like having to talk about politics on the way in. The candidates themselves are all there. They know me locally. They obviously know who I am around here. And when I'm voting, I'm in a hurry. It's not that I don't want to talk about politics. So believe me, you can talk to me about politics if I see you. But when I'm voting, I'm in a hurry. I'm either going to work or from work. I'm in a hurry. You know, it's not Saturday. I don't have time to sit and talk. And I just want to be in and out. Just let me go in and vote and then I'll leave. That's one reason. The second reason I vote early is I always get worried that something will happen on Election Day. Something will happen. I get worried that someone's going to be sick, have to go to the ER, something. and then I will be mad at myself for having not voted early. I just like to bank the vote early. I don't know that one way is better or not. Look, I wish there was no early voting, but there is. There's a ton of early voting. So if that's how you vote, then vote it. And your concerns about, hey, if we bank too many early votes, then they know how many they have to overcome. I understand those concerns. Those are valid concerns. I get that. But look, if they're going to cheat on that level, then there's nothing we can do about it anyway. We got this.
Pink Flower, this is Tim A. from South Florida. Calling because you once labeled Clarence Thomas the greatest living American, and I'm wondering why. Have you read his opinions, and have you been a student of his? Thank you.
I have never been a student of his. As far as reading his opinions, I know them. I don't speak lawyer, but yes, I've followed Clarence Thomas's career. But none of that's why I call him the greatest living American. And let me be clear, I don't... Like, it's a nice thing to call him, and he is a great American. I would probably reserve that label for guys who gave up but their body parts for this country, people like that. You know, right now, there's an Iraq veteran listening to me who's missing a leg. You know, there's a Vietnam veteran who did two tours in Vietnam, and he's been politically involved. You know, just because these guys don't have big, bright, just because you don't know their names or I don't know their names, those are probably the people I would consider to be the greatest living Americans. But why do I say Clarence Thomas is amazing? Well, here is the truth. The swamp. We call D.C. the swamp. The D.C. swamp, drain the swamp. It's a swamp. One, it's an accurate description. They used to clear D.C. out because the mosquito problem was so bad. Did you know that back in the day before air conditioning and all that? When it got to be hot, they would clear out of the place. So that was nice. Anyway, but beyond that, it is so corrupt and evil. And so many of the people we send to Congress, in the House, in the Senate, in the presidency, end up disappointing us so much, don't they? How many times have you been disappointed by somebody? Have you ever been excited to vote for your local congressman, a senator, someone, and then they just kind of lose their minds and they show up there and they're making votes you don't understand? And so here's the truth. It's very, very difficult. Almost impossible. It's not impossible, but it's almost impossible to immerse yourself in a bad environment and not... I succumb to it is probably too strong a word, but not be seriously affected by it. When you are around filth all day, every day, it rubs off. It just does. And Washington, D.C. has consumed so many solid people. And you should know it's not just politicians. I have friends of mine veteran friends of mine, political pundit friends of mine, political pundit veteran friends of mine, like guys I know, solid people, and they'll end up taking a job in D.C. for this or that. Just living there rots out your soul and rots out your principles. Clarence Thomas, for decades, has felt more heat from the left than anyone. In the aggregate, he's probably felt more than Trump. Given the length of his career, of his political career, Clarence Thomas has probably felt more hatred from the left than Trump. And Clarence Thomas has never wavered. He just doesn't waver. He is not swayed by the news, the propaganda. He's not swayed by Washington, D.C., by lobbying money. He just is the same guy now that he was when he got there. And that might not sound like much. It's a lot, and it's very, very difficult. You have to have great friends around you. From what I understand, he has a great marriage. That certainly helps. He and his wife are super close, but it takes some intestinal fortitude and a support system to survive in Washington, D.C. with yourself intact. Jesse, you say that as the hyper-informed, we have to be patient and let the norms come around. You also say we've been burdened with the task of waking norms up. What if, as the hyper informed, we handled business all by ourselves? Okay, see, this is what I've tried to inform you. I've tried to explain this to you before. Yes, you are hyper informed. You are far, far ahead of the masses. But real societal change cannot happen outside of the masses. Just because you know what needs to be done and you're ready to go and we should just do it ourselves, the masses are not there yet. They have to be. You can't. You are a tiny percentage of the population. And if you, you know, if you get yourself in the bubble we get ourselves into, myself included, and we hang around people who think like us, and we work with people who think like us, and we talk to people who think like us, and you listen to my show, and you get to thinking you're more of a majority than you actually are. You are hyper-informed, you are far ahead of the masses, and the huge societal changes we need in this country cannot happen without the masses. We need masses of people, we need higher percentages on our side, higher percentages of hyper-aware people to move this thing in the direction we need to move it. We just do. It's going to take more time than you want it to take. That's frustrating for you because you're already caught up. Sorry, Norm isn't. He's behind. I know, it's frustrating. All right. Let's talk about this Atlantic writer talking down to black people and Latinos. Do some more Ask Dr. Jesse questions. But let's talk about Pure Talk. Talk about greatest living Americans. How about Vietnam vets? Two tours, Mac V. Sog. That's what Pure Talk does. That's what their CEO did. When Pure Talk gives back, they don't write checks with your money to Black Lives Matter. They give it to veterans to get them back on their feet. PTSD, struggling with medical bills. Pure Talk cares like that. They might even ask you if you want to round up your bill to take care of veterans. When you call Pure Talk, they speak English. They hire Americans. This is an American company, a patriotic company. I love them dearly. The more I get to know them and their values, the more I love this company. Switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk. You don't need Verizon. You don't need AT&T. You don't need T-Mobile. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We'll get back to the questions about what are we anticipating as far as street violence after the election. You may be surprised what I say about that. Let's talk about, well, someone wants to check in on my risk strategy. Someone else wants to talk down to black people and Latinos. This guy writes for The Atlantic.
But the sharpest divide in our politics today is education. It's whether you have a college degree or not. That is the likeliest determinant of whether you're going to vote Republican or Democratic. And that's why we're seeing larger numbers, and I met some of them in Western Pennsylvania, of Latinos and black voters who are moving toward Trump.
One, what's that say about our higher education system? Two, that's why Democrats have tried. That's why they took over the student loan thing. That's why they're all about public education, even though it's government education. That's why they do everything they can to talk up college, because they understand the longer Aiden, Jaden, and Braden spend in these indoctrination centers, the greater the chances are they will go on to become Democrat foot soldiers for the rest of their lives. And it shows, I love the frustration in their voice. They've recently, you know, they brought out Barack Obama to talk down to black dudes. I forget exactly how he put it. Oh, we haven't been showing up the way we have to support. Couldn't say it. They can't stand watching a coalition they had banked on walk away from them. They can't stand it. And so they're doing what they inevitably do all the time, and that is talk down to them. And don't make the mistake of thinking it's because they're racist. It's not because they're racist. They're transactional. Communists are transactional. The only thing that matters is the revolution. That is the only thing that matters. They are fighting a revolution. allies of the revolution, friends of the revolution, will be treated as friends. The second somebody stops aiding the cause of the revolution, they become a mortal enemy in the eyes of the communists. Remember what I told you a long time ago? And a bunch of people got mad, but it's weird I don't get many of these emails anymore about what was going to happen with the black community in the United States of America when it comes to illegal immigration. Remember what I told you? Allow me to tell you again. The Democrat Party has already moved on from the domestic black population of this country. They can't advertise that. They have already moved on from them. Why? Well, the illegals are easier to manage. The domestic black population that has been a reliable Democrat vote forever, 92, 93%, every single time, you can bank on them. Well, Democrats realize this group, they have to be pandered to. You have to send James Clyburn down there. Oprah's got to get on it. They have these demands. They want their neighborhoods to be better. They want their schools to be better. They even want school choice. The black support for school choice is overwhelming, and Democrats hate school choice. They want everyone trapped in the same crappy school. And the truth is, Democrats looked around and said, why are we bothering with these freaking people? Let's just gather up a few million more illegals, bring them in, put them in black neighborhoods, run the black people out. Once we end up handing the vote to the illegals, we don't have to pander to these pesky black people anymore. The black community has already been left behind by Democrats. Already. I'm not saying the Republicans are now the new champion of them. I'm not saying that. I wouldn't say that. I don't know the Republicans are really even going for the black vote in any significant way. So I'm not saying that. But the Democrats have already moved on. They can't announce that, and they still have to go pander to the black vote as hard as humanly possible. But they're tired of having to pander to their coalition, especially when they have all this foreign slave labor that can bring it in, hand them a vote, and they never have to pander ever again. That's the truth. Hey, Jesse, when Trump wins the re-election, do you expect the street communists to commit violence in the streets? And will the lamestream media just sit idly by? Okay. Communists commit acts of violence no matter what. So, yes, there will be communist street violence when Donald Trump wins re-election. Let's hope he does. No, I do not think there will be massive civil unrest right away. Will there be violent protests in places like D.C.? Of course. Oh, my gosh, of course. They'll be burning him in effigy that night. Of course they will. No, I don't foresee there being massive street violence in the immediate wake of the election. There'll be some. But where there will be is when they once again have an opportunity. That's what the communists do so well, and that's what Republicans fall for almost every single time. Like the death of George Floyd. Remember what happened there. It was an opportunity. We all woke up one day. There was this bad-looking video, cops on this guy's back, find out he died, he's sitting there sweaty, calling for his mommy, dies, it looks bad. Well, the communists didn't care about Floyd, it had nothing to do with George Floyd. The communists understood that video because it created emotions in people. The video was an opportunity. George Floyd's death was an opportunity to move the revolution forward. How do the police departments across the country look now in the wake of that? How are the crime statistics in the cities? All this stuff happened in the wake of George Floyd. So what will happen if Trump wins re-election is they'll wait for some opportunity. Maybe it's another COVID. Maybe it's a something like a George Floyd thing. Who knows? They'll wait for an opportunity, and then they will mobilize and they will organize. All right? All right, let's talk about risk. Let's talk about why they were covering up the Tren de Aragua stuff in Aurora, Colorado. Let's talk about the IFCJ. You see, I don't live in an area where missiles fall on me. I'm very, very grateful for that. Have you ever lived in an area where military aircraft fly by all the time? If you're not used to it or the first time you see it, yes, it's always very cool, but it also can be a little disconcerting, right? That's with friendly aircraft. Think what it's like with unfriendly missiles raining down on you. That's what they live through in Israel all the time. And they need protection. They don't have enough. They don't have enough flak jackets. They don't have enough bunkers. They don't have enough reinforced ambulances. They don't have protection, the protection they need. And the IFCJ is there to provide that protection. So go support the IFCJ. Help them help Israel. 888-488-IFCJ. Or if you want to see what they do, you can go support them online at supportifcj.org. On October 7th, people got to the hospital because of IFCJ. Let's keep saving lives. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions in just a second. I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373.
Jesse, Sergeant Greasy, retired law enforcement here. Recent transplant in the last couple of years to Texas. Loving it. Escaped an anarchist jurisdiction. Gave up serving the leftists, making them safe. I got a question, though, about Texans. Some of them seem to be really adamant, and they get agitated and angry, see how I did that, about chili if you say you put beans in it. I don't understand why they get angry about it, but I'm starting to get my back up about it myself. If chili's not supposed to have beans in it, why does the can of chili say chili con carne? That doesn't mean meat with meat. It means beans with meat. I need an official ruling.
Beans are disgusting.
Can I get a witness?
Beans should not exist. No beans should. Don't email me, what about my grandma's green beans? No, your grandma's green beans suck. No, but Jesse, you haven't had my baked beans with bacon. Your baked beans are disgusting. Beans are horrible. They're absolutely horrible. And I remember when I was a kid, my mom and dad used to make me eat lima beans. Have you ever had a lima bean? Chris, have you ever had? Corey, have you ever had a lima bean? Chris has had a lima bean. You see the look on his face right now. Yeah. They would make me sit down at the table, and I wasn't allowed to leave until I ate all the lima beans on my plate. And get this, one time, I puked them up right there on the plate. That's how disgusting beans are. It's not that beans shouldn't be in chili. Beans shouldn't be on the planet. And of what, Chris? What? Bean burritos? No, Chris. Why would I want beans in my burrito? Oh, here's a wonderful tortilla. Let's put some meat in it. Maybe a good salsa. Got to get some cheese on there. Oh, hey, let's add something disgusting to it. There, no, okay, refried beans. See, again, this is the exact same argument people make when you start griping at them about turkey. No, but when I inject mine with 10 pounds of Cajun butter and wrap it in bacon, well, yeah, I'm sure that tastes fine. Refried beans are obviously the only acceptable way to eat them, but my life would be just fine without refried beans, unlike cheese, where if I gave it up, I would die. Beans suck. Don't ever assault my chili with beans. I'll tell you what I do want to do. We keep getting these people in Nebraska. I love Nebraska, and we always talk about Nebraska. People keep emailing me from Nebraska telling me to put chili on a cinnamon roll, and I've got to try this. It's a salt and sweet thing, Chris. I think it's kosher. I'm almost positive it is. Can you people eat this? Why would you people not be able to eat this? You can't add cheese to it, obviously, but you can eat it. Seriously, it's in the Old Testament. Dear Jesse, you were discussing how dominant you are at risk the other night. Being the World War II book of knowledge that you are, I'm quite surprised you haven't discovered Axis and Allies. Imagine risk after being on chalk for a year. Check it out, big guy, and keep it popping. His name is Mike, and he said, I'm sorry to hear about your dad. My prayers are with you. I've actually never played Axis and Allies. I've heard it's fun. I've heard it's a lot of fun. Jesse, I thought it was interesting. Fox News just reported Aurora authorities knew about Tren de Aragua, the problem, over a year ago, documents show. Well, this goes back to what we were talking about illegal immigration. It's a talk we've had many times before. Let's have it again real quick. The mass importation of foreigners into this country, it's not something that they do because they're just misguided or anything like that. It is a focused plan. The plan is to replace you. Why do they want to replace you? Because you love your country. You are a patriot. You care that they're ruining the dollar, trashing the country. You care about these things. You are emotionally invested in this country. Politicians who rely on your vote cannot have voters who are emotionally invested in the country. So how do you solve that problem? Well, you just kick open the border and you bring in as many as you can and hand out as much amnesty as you can, because you understand roughly 100% of them are going to be voting for you and their children, who will all become citizens because of our ridiculous laws in this country. They will all vote Democrat for you forever. Joe Biden was the most successful Democrat president in history by a mile because of what he did with immigration. He may very well have locked up the national vote for Democrats for the next 100 years. Maybe not this time, but you know the James Lankford types are going to try to give them amnesty again, and they're going to get a bunch of amnesty out. You know they will. Well, I'm an immigration squish. We got to have some middle ground. You know it'll happen. So when it comes to things like Tren de Aragua, you understand if you're a Democrat politician and half the Republican politicians, remember the mayor of Aurora is a Republican, you understand that the whole system wants the border open. America sucks. It's evil. Therefore, we shouldn't be even allowed to have borders. And anyone from across the globe who wants to come here and pillage the place should be welcome to do so. That's how the American Democrat thinks. And so when they come here and they start raping and murdering and dealing drugs and doing all the horrible things they were doing in their home countries, the American Democrat feels the need to protect them, not kick them out, protect them. He feels like they have a right to come here and do these things. And are the American people going to be awake enough to accept that mass deportation is necessary? I wonder what this lady thinks about it, Chris. Did you get her on the phone yet?
Jesse.
No, Sergeant Green.
Yes, Jesse Kelly. I'm calling reference to your criminalized activities connected to Shaquille O'Neal. Gangbangers, along with Tesla giving out $1 million a day of blood money with attempts on my life because your bastards, Walgreens are closing. Because
Chris, is it bad that I want to hear this without the beeps? Did you save the one without the beeps? It must be really bad if you have this many beeps in there, right? it's this anyway, Chris, we got to call her back. Should we do this live?
Yes, Jesse Kelly, I'm calling reference to your criminalized activities connected to Shaquille O'Neal, the gangbangers, along with Tesla giving out $1 million a day of blood money with attempts on my life because your bastards, Walgreens are closing because of the Medicare Medicaid fraud. In a few years, the medical industry will be at $10 trillion. Nothing but a bunch of vultures affiliated with Trump also and former President Bush. You need to return my call.
Chris, call her. Please, why won't you do this? Come on, Chris, I need this. You know she's going to answer. Come on. I know she's crazy, Chris. That's what makes it fun. Return. She even asked, return my calls. She even said we need to. I feel the need to, Chris. Please, I need this. Whatever. Jesse, Trump is 6'4". Kamala is 5'4". Historically speaking, height matters. Taller presidential candidates have fared better, though they haven't always won. Do you think this will influence voter behavior? Well, of course. Taller people are better people. We don't have time for you midgets, okay? We tall people were destined to rule the world, and you people, you women, men under 6 feet, which are basically women, you're there to serve us, all right? You bring us food, adjust the AC. Hey, bring me my knee sleeves. See, that's what you're there for. Also, you have to feed the dog. You're lowered to the ground. You're right there by the dog bowl. So you come over, you're under 6 feet, and you make sure, do not forget to put Rough Greens on Fred's food. Fred needs Rough Greens, okay? The all-natural nutritional supplement for dogs, because your dog doesn't get any nutrition from his food, none. There's no nutrition in dog food unless you're focused, purposeful, your dog will die too early. It will. Because they don't get nutrition. Rough Greens has everything your dog needs. Vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, probiotics, digestive enzymes. Fred used to have these horrible digestive problems after every meal. I don't remember the last time he's had one. We see a difference in his coat and his breath, and we need that because Fred is really, really in your face. Free Jumpstart trial bags at 833-33-MY-DOG. Or you can go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. And Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And we're going to get back to the emails here. Jesse, the subject of this one is women in reproductive rights deciding the election. Jesse, you were not exaggerating when you talk about, quote, women's reproductive rights, as the Dems say, is what will decide this year's election. I have received more than 10 different mailers from a couple female candidates in my state, and they are only voting to, quote, save my right as a woman, that my, quote, freedom is on the ballot, and that health care is between a woman and her doctor. What made me pause is that I am a registered Republican, yet I am getting the most advertisement from female Democrats. Well, listen. We did something really, really evil in this country years, decades ago. You weren't part of it, so don't feel guilty. But we normalized something that's evil. We normalized it. And after we normalized murdering our babies, then we spent year after year after year after year telling women that that was their right. That's your right. That's your right. Of course, just kill it. Just kill it. Just kill it. Just kill it. And because we've spent year after year after year with that, now we have not only a bunch of women who feel like they should be able to just kill it, we have a bunch of women who have had one. Maybe you have had one. And please know if you've had one, I don't judge you. I really don't. I don't have any right to ever judge anybody for anything. Right? People do terrible things. People make mistakes. People commit great, great sins. I certainly have in my life. So I'm not judging you at all. But that guilty conscience combined with years and years and years of propaganda, has made this issue something millions and millions and millions of women do vote on. I really did not fully appreciate this until I moved to Virginia. I've told you this before. I think I told you earlier this week. We moved to Virginia after I lost my congressional run, and I was working in D.C., but I was living in Virginia when it was a swing state. And on television, I was watching a bunch of football back then. That's back when I was an NFL freak. So we always had the TV on Sundays. It was on all day. And every Democrat campaign ad, didn't matter who it was for, was about abortion. I had no idea. I did not fully appreciate back then how much they love this issue, how much this issue is a winner for them. It wins for it. There are millions of women across the country who will burn down Western civilization if they think it means they get to murder their baby. And Democrats know this. It's why they talk like this.
This is what voters know right now, that he is killing us. I'm talking about us women. He's killing us. He is putting us at risk. He is making us afraid to have babies. He is putting our reproductive health at risk. And some women have died already because of this. So we can see right now what's coming. These headlines, and very good reporting, by the way, that shouldn't be questioned by idiots about what Trump has said about Hitler. That's incredibly important to know.
You roll your eyes at that nutbag, and I roll my eyes at that nutbag, but how many half-dead, deranged single women on anti-anxiety medication across the country hear that kind of rhetoric and think, wow, her very life is in danger if she doesn't go vote for Dome this November? There's lots of them, legions of them. Captain Kamchatka, in case you didn't know, it's a territory I like to call my own and risk. In case you're thinking about challenging me, you should know that I will take that and I will hold the gates of Asia from you. And you will watch your armies disintegrate against my walls as you try to break through. I just want you to know. Continued thoughts and prayers for you and your family. My question is, what is the margin of victory Trump needs for Kamala and the left to accept that he won? Is there a margin? Okay, so people are concerned about the cheating. Are they going to cheat? Yes, they're going to cheat. Is it going to be enough? I do not think it's going to be enough. Listen, what happened in 2020 was terrible. It was evil. It was wrong. I get all that. But it convinced a lot of people on our side that we cannot win, that they will come up with whatever they need to come up with to win the election. That's not true yet. They had a lot of advantages in 2020. The Trump operation did virtually nothing to monitor and stop the ballot box stuff. It just wasn't done. They were caught completely flat-footed. It sucks, but they were caught totally flat-footed. And we had all that mail-in ballot stuff because of COVID. It was a perfect storm for Democrat cheating. They can't, given the number of monitors we have now, given to how much we've caught on to this game, they cannot come up with an unlimited number of voters. That's not how it works. Remember how most of the evil ballot harvesting is done. Most of it, honestly, is done in poor communities and old folks' homes. How's that work? Well, you're in a housing project. You show up. You have the proper credentials. I need your ballot. Did you get your ballot? You go grab people's ballots. You vote for them. And nursing homes. I have somebody in my family who bounces around to various nursing homes. This is not something I know from just, you know, heard from a guy who heard from a guy. Democrat operatives march into these nursing homes with a lot of folks who are in there who are maybe in a mental state where they don't know any better or they can be easily intimidated. You show up at the door, excuse me, I need your ballot. You were sent a ballot. I need to collect your ballot. You say that with enough confidence. You make someone think they're going to be in trouble or they've done something wrong. They hand that over. Ballot harvesting takes place in areas like that, college campuses. So can you gather up a lot of votes? Sure. Can you gather up a lot of scam votes? Of course. but the number is not unlimited. You can't just sit at home and print as many as you want. It is limited. And maybe I'm crazy. Maybe on election night, I will be proven wrong. I believe that that number, I think Trump is going to win so solidly, it's not going to matter. That's what I think. But maybe I'm just seeing things more clearly than you because I've been on a male vitality stack from chalk for like 10,000 years. Actually, I think it's only 3 years, but given where my T levels are now, I'm pretty much 20 years old again. It's incredible how much energy you have, how well your mind works, how you can see the future, how you know that Chris is a burden. You can have all this too if you go get some natural herbal supplements from chalk.com. They are so hardcore anti-communist, they called us. We didn't call them. They called us. They said, hey, who are these hardcores? This is where we want to be. This is a few years ago. And then I got to know them and I started using, oh gosh, I started taking a male vitality stack every day. What a gift from God that is. And it's Chalktober. Humongous discounts on subscriptions during Chalktober. And they give out freebies in Chalktober too. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Get a subscription. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. All right. What's going to happen with these blue states? Someone's worried that Ted Cruz is going to lose. And the white coat theory. Next.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.